Successful organizations, anyone can do it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Successful organizations, anyone can do it. Wouldn't anyone wanting a successful organization desire that they could do it? My goodness sakes, they would like that very much. They would think that is the most desirable thing in the world, to have successful organizations in which they can accomplish whatever goal they have before them. Now, what is it that one thinks of when one considers a successful organization? How do we define a successful organization? Do we define a successful organization as one which makes money? Do we define a successful organization as one which produces product that the world enjoys, that there's a need for? Is a successful organization one in which the employees feel that there's harmony and peace and balance there, and there's a good longevity, and there's a good salary, and that they're earning a reasonable wage for the effort that they're putting into it? Is a successful organization one in which the boss is recognized throughout the world as doing a noble and a wonderful task, that he is reliable, he's honest, he's a person that you want to do business with? Well, you might say all those things certainly should be in a successful organization. And basically anyone can do it. Of course, it all depends upon its purpose. What is the purpose of any organization? Well, theoretically, the purpose of any organization is to pay its own way to accomplish its own goal. Being itself and expressing whatever it is that its design is set forth to do. Now, perhaps you have a successful organization which is to put on musical plays for the community, and this organization must take donations from people to help to encourage orchestras and individual musicians to come and play concerts for the community. I worked for one such organization in Newport Beach. And as we worked for this organization, it was kind of difficult to get money to purchase the performers who were going to be in the concert session. And we had to have about 10 concerts a year. And that meant 10 different performers, 10 different stages upon which they performed. And then tickets had to be made available, advertising had to be done. And all of this was done as a nonprofit thing by the people who were involved. Although money did have to pass hands, we did have to pay the musicians, and we did have to pay for the hall. And, of course, we had to pay for the printing of the tickets and the advertising and the other things. We were really quite a normal business. But we were successful. Now, why were we successful? We were successful because we chose outstanding musicians. We knew the itinerary that was available to us, and we chose 10 very marvelous programs. And then with these 10 very marvelous programs, we went to 10 people who were philanthropic, who donated to different causes and different organizations, and we told them the amount of money we needed. Most of the time, it was one individual who would give for the entire program, and that was quite beautiful. And it certainly saved a lot of bother. It saved a lot of extra work on our side for having to gather together many contributors. But we were successful. Now, we were successful not because we were good at selling tickets or advertising, not because we were good at getting money from donors to pay for the performers, but we were successful because we loved doing what we did. We loved hearing the performers who we selected. Each former performer that we selected was someone that we really wanted to hear ourselves. And so therefore, it was not difficult at all for us to sell this program to the world and to the community. And they bought it handily. They were very interested in it and very happy to support it. It was a very wonderful program. You see, when you believe in yourself, when you believe in whatever it is that you're doing, it all depends upon its purpose. When you believe in the purpose of your business or your organization, then it can be a success. However, when you don't believe in it, when you have little interest in it, when you have no personal desire to see it succeed, then, of course, it doesn't succeed. Then, of course, it just does not come across. Now, why doesn't it come across? It doesn't come across for the simple reason that you are not interested in it. Any person who goes into any business, if you hire them, for instance, as a CEO, is a very positive, dynamic person to handle the activity of the business, and that person is not interested in the business, he will not make a success of that, of being the CEO. You might say, well, he's a genius and he's done it with other major corporations, why not do it with ours? Well, with other major corporations, he had a challenge somewhere along the line. He or she had a challenge which caused them to use all of their intuitive genius, their imaginative genius, their creative genius, their genius that came from every possible way. And because they used that, they were very successful. Recently, I've had a number of people come to me and say that they were not very happy in the work that they were doing. They would like to get off into other areas. They would like to do other things. They'd like to be independently wealthy so they could select whatever it is they want to do. And I told them, don't burden yourself with being independently wealthy. If you create yourself being independently wealthy, you will also create yourself as not having any need to express the genius that's within you. You will not have anything to drive you, to move you, to be the fabulous person that you can be. And of course, if you don't have anything that encourages you to go forth with whatever it is you're doing, you lose interest and you also are not successful at it. Now, these people that came to me with these interesting desires, I said to them, if you can find an interest in whatever you're doing and be so excited about whatever you're doing, you will find that you'll never want to change. It is the most fulfilling, rewarding activity of your life. It doesn't matter what it is. It can be cleaning toilets. It can be going out and being a landscape gardener. It can go out and work as a secretary. It can be as a boss. It can be in any of a thousand possibilities, a million possibilities. But the thing that is most important is, are you interested in applying your genius to whatever your job is so that the job is stimulating, interesting, desirable, fantastic? You are reaching for new levels of understanding in that job, new levels of awareness in that, and then you do reach those levels that you never dreamed possible before. Think about it. Successful organization, anyone can do it, but it all depends upon its purpose. If it's not really the organization's purpose, but it's the purpose that you have individually in that organization for its success. If you want that organization to be a success so that you have a good income, that's one reason. You want that organization to be a success because you want it to sell the widgets that it's making and have them be popular and desirable all over the world, that's another one. If you want that organization to be a wonderful place to work where you feel desired and wanted and enjoyed and you are participating in a wonderful company filled with beautiful people who not only are friends and associates and workers, co-workers with you, but they are human beings who have lives that touch your own and who have lives that you care about. You have gone out and helped them build the barn that burned down. You have gone out and babysat with their children when they had to go to the hospital with one of their other children. You were there to be part and parcel of the people with whom you work with in your life, that you associate with. Then you have purpose for being. It all depends upon its purpose. Now, did the purpose become very beautiful when you found out These people have needs and wants and desires too, just like you do. But they are happy doing what they're doing because they're working to their capacity, and they're going to search out a greater capacity as you guide them through your capacity. Think about it. Successful organization, anyone can do it. It all matters of just what you want to accomplish by it. What is the purpose? Are you playing any role in the organization at all? Then play that role so beautifully, so wonderfully, so dynamically, so forcefully that you are excited about what you're doing. It doesn't matter what the role is, but you are excited. How many stories have you heard of the janitor rising to the president of a company? Many. How many stories have you heard of a poor stock boy who had no brains and no interest in anything, who found a company that excited him, and all of a sudden he started his own company, and it became greater than the parent company that he worked for? You see, there's no limit to what can be done when we find purpose in life, and we live that purpose in our individual life, and just have the time of our life. It is a wonderful adventure. It is something that anyone can do and anyone does do. It's an adventure that brings you rewards beyond anything you can imagine. And these rewards are yours now, if that is what you desire, because you are the master of your life. You are the only one who counts. Successful organization? Anyone can do it. It all depends upon its purpose. Have a lovely day. I love you very much. I love you. I love you. I love you.